producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Corinne, who's got... All right, so give me the timetable again. Your son was how old when you moved away from... You moved away from him, or he moved away from you?
I moved away from him, and he was about 2 years old.
Okay.
But he did go down there from... We moved away in 2009. In 2009 through 2012, he went down there for 1 month every summer.
Okay. All right, so your son... If your son was two and you moved away 7 years ago, that means that your son is about nine, right? Eight or nine?
He'll be nine this year.
Okay. So what happened in 2012?
He got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes while in their care. And I Skyped him one day, and he did not look right. And I took the next day flight down there and brought him to the ICU, the hospital. And he spent 2 days in the ICU, 2 days on the regular floor, 2 days... For 2 weeks before his fifth birthday, he weighed 38 pounds. And his great aunt told me that they didn't bring him in because they weren't the guardian. They didn't think that they would see him. So I didn't trust him going down there for summers anymore after that.
Has there been any attempt at reconciliation? I mean, does your son miss his dad?
Yes. And that's why I'm debating on whether I tell him or not, because I don't want him to feel like his dad now has a new baby and doesn't care about him anymore.
Wait a minute. That sounds like that was never the case, that it was your intervention that said this isn't okay anymore, that it wasn't dad saying I'm not interested, it was you saying I don't trust you as a custodian anymore.
Right, and that's why I'm wondering if me not wanting to tell him is something consciously coming from my side. You know, should I indeed tell him this, or is this something that I'm holding
okay,
on to
fair
and
enough.
Why I
All
don't
right.
want to tell him?
Yeah, I think we, again, this was very much like Debbie's call just before yours in some ways. This is a two-pronged approach. Unquestionably, you have to tell him about the new baby because he's going to find out. And if he finds out...
Well, it's not about keeping from him. It's... If he has questions about the baby or anything else, I don't know how to answer that.
All right, we'll go back to that in a minute. Let me finish the sentence.
Okay.
That you have to tell
him.
All right, the question is in what context? And so the context, and again, much like Debbie's call, that the baby is the, in the same way that the ex-husband is kind of the distraction. The real issue is your son's relationship with his dad. And that needs
right.
some serious repairing at this moment. So the first thing I would do, how did you find out about the baby?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How did you find out about the new baby?
A grandma, his dad's mom, texted
right.
me on the 26th.
Have you been in touch at all with your son's father?
No. The last time any Jack or I have heard from him was July 28th last year was his birthday. He called and said happy birthday, said he was going to send him a gift, told him he'd call him back, you know, in the next couple of days, never sent a gift, never called back.
All right, look, he may not be the world's best dad, but he's your son's dad. So for better or for worse,
right.
he's your son's dad. Your son misses him. And as you point out, your son is, because he's a child, will bear the brunt of dad. He will believe that dad doesn't love me, as opposed to mom and dad can't find a way to be civil enough to each other that I can have a relationship with both. So that's your job description at this moment. We got to figure out a way, not only for now, but for a whole bunch of reasons, not for your son, because he will feel that dad rejected him when that's not exactly fits the data. Number two, that, especially when it gets into adolescence, it's important for him to have a relationship with his dad. And number three, if we need to be self-serving about this, if you're not careful, when that kid hits adolescence, which he will, and he decides he's mad at you, guess who he's going to go to? And since you and dad don't have any relationship, that will be the model. So all of a sudden, you're going to lose your son, at least temporarily. So for all sorts of reasons, both altruistic, parental, and self-serving, we got to do something about this relationship. So the question is,
how does being in two different states fit into it?
That's okay, and that may make it a lot easier in the long run, because you don't actually, you don't have to embrace this guy. You don't have to love him. All you have to do is neutralize the antipathy so that you both can have access to your son, and you can have some controls in place. But I mean, your husband or your kid's dad wasn't around him all the time, and you can look at him and say, oh my God. But as you know, deterioration, I mean, it's an awful situation, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he was anything other than ill-informed and kind of, at best, naive. I mean, I have a friend who is very sick right now, and she doesn't see any progress at all because she has to deal with herself every day. I talk with her every single day. So I can see the changes because I'm not there 24/7. And also partially because right now I know she doesn't look very good as opposed to, but I can see the healing. I know the healing is happening. I see the reports. So, and I'm fairly sophisticated about this. So the idea that the kid's dad didn't recognize that the kid was in serious jeopardy. He didn't see him very often. He's not very sophisticated. He may have just thought he was missing you. I mean, and I'm not really making excuses for him as much as giving you ways of not being so furious with him, because at some point you're going to have to let go of that anger to be able to knit some kind of relationship with him so that your son can have a relationship with him, because it's in everybody's best interest. And once you've started that process, then the context of, because once your son feels he has his dad back again on some level, then the idea that dad has another child can be sort of sketched as you get a new sibling, you get a new, you know, the daddy has a new baby, and you, which means you get a new half brother, half sister, whatever it is, so that we could view it as an addition rather than a subtraction. But that can't happen until there's a better relationship. So the place to start right now is to get in touch with dad and say, congratulations about the new baby. It's made it very clear to me that that I was not very facilitating. I was scared out of my mind, and when I got scared, I got angry, and sort of figured I was so frightened that I could have lost Jeremy that I decided to just get rid of you, because then I didn't have to think about how close we came, and that was not a fair thing to do. It was an emotional response rather than an intellectual response. So it seems to me, especially with a new baby, the question is, how do we let Jeremy have a mom and a dad, and maybe a baby brother, sister? Is the kid, what is the kid, a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay. Well, that may make it a little easier too. So your son may view it somewhat less as a competitor if it's a different sex. How your son's going to respond to this, we don't know. But the important thing is not how he responds to his half-sister. The important response is how that he gets his dad back on some level. And so if we're up to you, how could this work so that you would be okay with having him, the boy's, let's call him Tom, having Tom back in Jeremy's life? How could we do that would work for you?
I have tried. Every time he gives me a cell phone number, he changes it or it doesn't work after some time. I reach out to him. I try. I told him I would call off any, you know, back child support if he would just call him once every other week or even once a month, you know, ever. Just
what was
to
his
call
response?
Him. Oh, yeah. It's all great. We're going to make it work.
Does he have, does Tom have a job?
I don't know. His mom won't even be honest with me the last time.
All right, let me put you on hold. The clue, believe it or not, may be Tom's mom. Hang on. We'll get back to you in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking to Corinne, who's got a 9-year-old whose dad has kind of been MIA. So does he pay child support?
No.
Is he in arrears for child support?
Yes.
How much?
Probably 15,000 or more. Last I checked was a few years ago, and it was, I think 3 years ago it was at 12. So I can imagine what it would be at by now.
What's your relationship with his mom?
We talk. She has come out in the last 2 years twice over the summer to spend a long weekend with him. With Jackson. I'll let her take him to, you know, a hotel in the cities, and they hang out, and I trust her with him. So
what if you sat down with her and said, I want him to have a relationship with his dad? What do you suggest?
She can't control him, because I've asked her, I think it was around September or October, I asked, you know, I was looking for him, and she had told me at that point that I don't know where he is.
Corinne, for just a second, let me stop you for a minute. Okay. I'm saying something different than you're hearing. She can't be caught between you and him, and to say where is he would be betraying him. So whether she knows or not, she's not going to tell you. She can't do that.
Okay.
Even though she may feel he's a horse's patootie, he's still her son. So she can't.
Right.
She, especially when it comes down to the idea of where is he so I can serve him with papers that say he owes 15 grand. Not going to happen. She can't do that. Even if she wanted, she can't do it. But if you said to her, I want Jeremy to have a relationship with him, and maybe you can make the case more readily than I can of maybe the next time you come to town that he could come to town with you. And I will actually give you something in writing if you need that says that I will not pursue the arrears on the money he owes if he will try and be a dad to Jeremy. And look, you have nothing to lose by making that argument. It sounds like he probably doesn't have a job, that at this moment he figures if he shows up, you're going to serve him with papers. So he has, and you're already mad at him and you don't trust him. And you know, I've talked with a lot of dads who are absentee dads, and they have this cockamamie notion that, well, gee, my kid is probably better off without me, and his mom hates me. They have all sorts of self-justifying, some of which are undoubtedly true, but nevertheless self-justifying reasons for abandoning their kid. As far as I'm concerned, you're a parent. You can't abandon your kid as much as you'd like to sometimes, or as much as circumstances might make it easier for you. So the approach to mom is not, I'm willing to give you a signed piece of paper, because you don't really lose anything. You're not going to get the money from him anyway. He doesn't have it.
Right.
And at this moment, the deal in his mind is, if I have anything to do with the kid, mom's going to serve me with papers, and it'll cost me 15 grand, which I don't have, and I don't want to go to jail. So if you can take that issue off the table, I mean, I'm sure that the 15 grand would come in healthy, come in handy, but you're okay. I mean, you're not starving. And at some point, you know,
I've tried this approach before.
But you've tried it with him. Try it with her. With the idea being, because anything you've got, anything is better than what you've got now. And if you say, I will send, you know, a letter from my lawyer on letterhead, whatever you want, that says I will not pursue child support, if he will, and he can call, I don't need a cell phone from him, he can call Jeremy whenever he wants, he can come and visit you when you come, we can talk about him, you know, maybe the two of us coming down, and I'll stay in a hotel, and he can visit. But, I mean, whatever, because anything is better than what you've got now. And I would try it, and you can certainly send it to him any way you know it, but I would use mom as your default position. Presumably she still is his mom. She probably obviously has more contact with him than you do. And if she doesn't feel that she's betraying him by putting him in touch with you, because in his mind right now, Corinne, he figures that no matter what you say, that you're gonna nail him. If he gets in touch with the kid, you're gonna nail him. And if you, which then gives you the context to say to your son, both of us were dumb. We were not very good. We both love you. We're not very good at getting along with each other. I did some dumb things. Your dad did some dumb things. He scared me, and my response to being quite so frightened was I didn't want him in your life because I was afraid he could hurt you, and I think that that's because I was so frightened. But and you also can give your son the information, anything that you have, so he can get in touch with his dad if he wants to.
Okay.
I can hear in your voice. The idea being, look, see if you, and then the context of, well, he has a new baby, and so maybe you'd like to go see that new baby, and maybe you'd like to send a card to the new baby, which we could send via grandmother. What we're really trying to do is open up communication between Jeremy and his dad. Then the issue of the new baby is sort of a curiosity. It doesn't have the power to wound, really, nearly as much. And you're also empowering Jeremy to do what he wants. You're sending the message via a third party that I'm not going to pursue the child support payments, that I'm willing to let you off the hook, because the important thing is to have a presence in his life, not a financial presence, but a psychological, emotional presence in his life.
Right, yeah, because right now with a new baby, I know how hard it is and the struggle it can be, so
yeah.
Even if they were to, you know, pursue child support right now, I wouldn't let them. And I've already told him, because they wanted to take 50% of his check. I said, look, I'll take $50 out of it and send the rest back to you, because, you know, and this was months ago, before they even had a baby. I've tried to be helpful with him in that way of, you know,
I'm just saying, by continue doing what you're doing, and maybe even apologizing to him for the, you know, it's really interesting, in the phone call with Debbie, which just preceded you, the quintessential event was that she invited her sister's ex over, and she's never really acknowledged that or apologized for it. And that's the way in. With you, you're going to have to go back to that scary time when they didn't take him to the ICU, and deal with that, and say, I was frightened. I was not my most diplomatic, and I should not have been as judgmental as I was at that moment. You don't see him on a day-to-day basis. You don't know his moods. You just don't know him as well as I did. And I was making the assumption that you were being derelict, and I think what you were was just ignorant of who he is, because I'm with him all the time and you're not. And I probably could have been gentler and less judgmental, because I'm sure both of them beat themselves up as well and scared the living daylights out of them as well. So you may have to go back to that event, which isn't going to feel really comfortable, but it's probably the way in for him to understand,
well,
that, okay, she doesn't hate me anymore.
Back to that part of it, his great aunt had him in her custody. He was in jail at that time.
Why was he in jail?
He's been in and out of jail. That's part of the reason I left him.
For what?
My son was, you know, I don't even know. It's just stupid stuff. Maybe drugs. He was...
All right, let me put you on hold. Let's come back and go through this. John, I'll get you in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, so you don't know why your boy's dad was in jail? Why was he in jail when you were with him?
Apparently he got out right before I got down there. He was on some form of house arrest because he had to okay it with his probation officer to stay at the hospital with us overnight.
But I mean, before this was when you, but after you left, when the two of you were together, was he in? Did he have a prison record when the two of you first met?
He had said that he had some trouble in his home state, which is why he moved to the state that we had met in, and I assumed that everything had been taken care of. But apparently a warrant that he had caught up to him, and they weren't going to extradite him. So, but after he got out, he ended up by moving back to the home state and taking care of everything. So as of right now, everything...
What was the charge for the original in his home state?
Breaking and entering, assault, some other stuff like that.
How old was he at the time?
Probably 18 or 19.
How old was he when you met him?
At that point, 24.
So is he? He's in prison now.
No.
How old is he now?
He is 34.
So what is? So you don't know where he is, and you don't know if he has a job. So how did you get in touch with him to say you don't have to give me 50% of your check?
This was last year when he called for our son's birthday. I had tried talking to him then to see if he could help out with anything.
All right, look, you're going to have to, and I know this is irritating and it's not fair, but you're going to have to let go of the money issue if you expect him to have a relationship with his son. And I know that that's irritating and not fair.
No,
but
I'm
it's true.
I'm fine without the money. The money's not.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
Because
every time you've talked, that's why you're going to tell his mother, and that's why you're going to give her something in writing.
Well, and I like the card thing. I'm going to bring my son out. If you do believe that, I indeed should tell him.
I think you have to. I don't think it's any question. Because he'll find out. And if he finds out, he's going to say, why didn't you tell me? And you're going to say, well, I was afraid it would hurt your feelings or whatever. So, I mean, there's not really much of a choice there. The question is, how do you frame it?
Well, the few people I've asked and the counselor I'm seeing all told me that I shouldn't. But in my heart...
Well, on what basis? He's going to find out.
They basically tell me that he's 8 years old and doesn't need to know right now, and that his
I think they're ridiculous. I think they're silly people who don't understand the world, to be quite honest. Because I mean, think of who you were at eight, and think how you would feel if at 8 or 9 that you find out that your mother was keeping a secret, that you know that your daddy had another wife or had another child or had another job or was sick or anything else. I mean, the whole problem about being a child is you feel you have no power and nobody tells you anything. So he's going to find out.
Right. Well, and
I mean, grandmother will let it slip, or the kid's going to appear as a 4-year-old all of a sudden. I mean, there's just no way to keep this.
The child support thing is mandatory more because I filed for assistance for child care assistance. So because I filed for assistance, they mandatorily went after him. I'm almost not needing it.
Well, you can talk with a lawyer and find out if there's any way of offsetting that. Because
in a month from now, we won't have it. And they won't pursue him unless I request it. And I don't plan on requesting it.
Okay, so you can tell him that. And tell his mom that.
Yeah, because
and you can explain. Look, as long when you tell your son what you're going to have to do, is explain your part in why his dad has not been a great father, and you do have a responsibility in this that you really felt that he should support him financially and understand he doesn't really have the money to do it right now, and that was an unwise thing to do on your part. And what you understand is what really important is not the money, but that Jeremy have access to his dad, and you're not going to do that anymore, and that. I mean, you could even say that he misses having a baby, and I made it difficult for him to see you, and so he has another baby, but he, you know, I'm going to make it so he can have both babies, and I'm going to do everything I can to see if you can't get a daddy and a baby sister. And you do the best you can, but you're honest about the fact that you can't make him the demon, even though he is certainly has some major inadequacies. But and it's not look all anybody who's been through a divorce understands and you don't have to go through a divorce. I remember when my daughter was very young, it was just a baby, and I was having that hormonal junk that happens right after a baby's born, and I remember walking around the house and saying, "Where's your dad?" And I remember being shocked with myself. I only did that once, and it was about 3 days old. And you know, I'm an educated woman. I'm not stupid. I'm not non-empathetic, and all I remember thinking was, this is how it starts. of, you know, who's the good parent and who's the bad parent. And I never did it again. And it really informed my parenting, even through a divorce and an unpleasant custody situation. It's even hard to talk about. So it happens to everybody. But the fact that it happens doesn't mean it's right. And it doesn't mean that you don't fix it. And you do.
Okay.
So you've got to fix it, number one. Number two, you've got to make it in a context that your kid can understand, where he doesn't have to choose, that he's allowed to love you both, even if the two of you are not crazy about each other. You've got to make it clear to his dad that money's not going to be the issue. You've got to make it, and your best ally on that is probably his mom. And, yeah, you've got to tell about the baby, and he can send a note, a card, and you can ask the grandma to send pictures, so the kid doesn't feel excluded or passed over, but part of the process. And not telling him means, I mean, kids aren't stupid.
Secrets, yeah, and hiding, and that's kind of where I was not comfortable with the whole thing.
Well, you're absolutely right. Look, three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. You know, that's not a secret that's keepable. And he would never forgive you for it. He'd say, "What else are you not telling me, Mom?"
Well, I had imagined me sitting down to tell him and him having all of these questions and me not knowing how to answer. And
well, but that's okay. I mean, you can say, I don't know, or let me think about it, or, gee, that's a really good question. Let's see if we can get in touch with your dad about it.
With the card idea, I'm going to bring him to the store, to the card aisle, and tell him, okay, this is what's going on, and let's pick out a card for her and make it fun that way. And then any questions he has, he can write out in the card.
All right, I'd
and
tell him.
Send it off to his dad.
Fair enough, but I'd tell him before that. I wouldn't do it in a public place. I'd say, listen, let's go pick out a card, and maybe even pick out, he can go and maybe pick out a stuffed animal for her, or
okay,
a little dress or something. I'd tell him beforehand and then make it, do you
and
want
to? And then go to the store?
Yeah, we'll go do that. Maybe an Easter card or an Easter bunny or something. I mean, there are all sorts of things you can do. So it makes him included in this, as opposed to, there's this terrible secret, and if we told you, it would really break your heart. I mean, we don't ever leave the witness.
We send it off, and then the ball's in his dad's court to reach out.
Well, no, and then maybe we send off another one. The normal rules don't apply here. We give it our best shot. All righty?
Okay.
Good enough.
All right.
Good luck, Kevin.
Thank you so much for all your time and help with this.
You're welcome, Corinne. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, is this me? This is Jack.
Oh, hi, Jack. How are you?
I am well, Dr. Joy. I hope you can help with this national crisis.
Okay.
Your voice is a little bigger than mine. I just wanted to tell you how seriously I take it personally. More than thieving bankers and crooked car dealers, this issue will cause me to ruin my perfect NARS record, and I'm well over 50 right now. And that is a little clueless, physically unable, and uncoordinated kids at the food bars all over the nation. Something needs to be done.
They're uncoordinated kids at what? Doing what?
At all-you-can-eat buffets and food bars all over this country. Of course, I'm talking a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it is, I guess, part of the overall bigger issue of just rude people in public, inconsiderate people in public in different places.
All right, now, wait a minute. Are we talking about, like, buffets? Or are we talking about food courts? What are we specifically talking about
here? Right. Buffets and all you can eat, you know, food bar, salad bar, a Chinese buffet comes to mind that we frequent. And I, like I said, I don't blame the kids. You can't blame someone who's 5 or 6 or 8 years old. But how do we simply communicate the fact that these little people have no business being unsupervised in a public restaurant.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come right back, because I'm getting a little unclear about exactly. I had thought you had meant teenagers, which you obviously mean younger kids in that. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and get a little clarity here and see if we can clean up everybody's act. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with this from Jack, who's saying, so Jack, let me, I'm just a little lost here. Are we talking about kids running around a restaurant? Are we talking about kids at a food court? Are we talking about kids at a buffet or all of the above? Tell me what we're talking about here.
Well, yes, generally. Kids, unsupervised, trying to, help themselves to the food, and
when you say unsupervised, you're saying that there are no parents around, or that just their parents aren't being very what's the word I want?
Attentive. Let's put it that way. Yes, they're either not around, they're at the table, and kids are alone and wandering the place with the food that they cannot carry, they cannot control, or parents being sometimes really close by and not doing anything about it. You just frequently get into a situation where, you know, clearly accidents happen, and everybody that was near me, including myself, in that situation, had that kind of an astonished look on their face, which would say, essentially, you didn't see this coming? Can you not help your kid? Can you not restrain your kid or simply not allow them to do that? And it happens a lot more frequently than I would care to admit. And occasionally it is the teenagers with their kids. Both of them are a problem. So how does one handle a situation? It is highly irritating. And,
well, here's what I would do. All right, I hear your point. What I might do is go up to the kid, because if you go up to the kid, it's very likely that the parent will then come over to you and say, listen, I was just afraid that this kid was going to fall. You know, they're trying to balance the food, and if they slipped, I just didn't want them to get in trouble for spoiling the food or fall. So if there's something I can do to help you, let me help. And that, because quite often, just, I mean, parents get distracted, and I agree that I've said before, I've gone up to restaurants where kids were well-behaved and said something to parents just because it's so unusual. But I think if you say to a parent, your kid is making too much noise, you're gonna start a war. But if you go up to a kid, first of all, the parent will come up immediately and just say, I was worried that this kid was either lost or was going to spill and get yelled at or was going to trip. I'm so glad you're here so you can take better, you know, so you can make your kid safer.
It's a possible approach. I do understand what you're saying. I have kind of tried diplomatically to point out the situation.
Well, but you being diplomatic is you being critical. What I'm saying is do the opposite of saying, oh, well, I was so worried about this kid. I'm so glad you're here to take care of the kid.
You know, most people are ready to be confrontational even in those cases.
They're a lot less likely to be confrontational if you're being nice as opposed to you're being confrontational.
No. I'm saying, you know, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. Not be confrontational and bring.
I just suggested a specific approach that allows you to be very clear about the fact that the kid is running amok without saying it in so many words. Of saying, I was worried about the kid, and I'm so glad you're here to take control of them because I was afraid that they were going to spill on themselves, or they were going to spill on the floor, or that they were lost. So I'm glad you're here.
Well, I will certainly take your advice. I was actually hoping for your help in some sort of a national petition, you know, put up the signs.
Well, there are signs quite often that say that minors have to be accompanied by an adult.
I am all for that, and very, very infrequent for some reason.
Well, it's worse than that. That it's just that people don't pay any attention to it. I said that one of my... There are signs all over that say no cell phones and people use them. I mean, you could either assume that people can't read, which is an alarming thought, or that people don't care, which is equal alarming. So.
Yes, both situations are not very, very comfortable, but
no, they're not.
It happens. In any case, well, we will try your approach, Doctor. Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah, the other thing, which... You know, I know somebody actually who passed out cards, and they would do cards. They've done a number of different things. This is kind of their kind of passive-aggressive way of dealing with people. They'll pass out ones that said, thank you for not speaking to me. I'm having a day of meditation, which is a way, I suppose, of keeping people at arm's length. I'm just trying to think if there's a card that you could pass out that said that polite kids get into heaven or something. I don't know. There probably isn't. I've said before, if you got 100 adults in a room and asked them what they felt most insecure about, they'd all say sex, but it's not. It's parenting. That sex is something we do with a limited number of people, relatively quietly, relatively infrequently, in the dark, more or less. Our kids go out in public and embarrass us. So when you get a choice about parenting or sex, parenting will make people much more embarrassed every time.
Actually, you just gave me an idea. There is possibly appropriate message on a T-shirt I can wear when I go to these buffets.
That says, watch your kid.
On, actually. maybe not so diplomatically, but, yeah, essentially, you know, kids can't handle it. You know, please, this is no way to let them practice, you know, prepare them.
How about
before...
if you had one that said that I love the taste of children? Although that would probably get you more trouble than it's worth. Maybe not.
I was actually witness to a gentleman being attacked by a little lady who objected to his shirt, who was a hunter, obviously. He says, there is a place for all God's creatures on this earth, right next to my mashed potatoes and my green beans. And he was clearly a deer hunter, so he was trying to be, you know, kind of funny about, you know, his lifestyle and what he does.
Yeah.
But people objected to that, so I'm concerned that
there's
being...
Well, the question, but going up and saying to somebody, you know, your kid's misbehaving is not going to be viewed as neutral.
Right, but how, like I said, being a diplomatic myself, I will probably get shot the first weekend out with that.
All right, here's my sort of latest, greatest idea on this, of going up to somebody and saying, your kid is really cute. Have you ever thought about modeling, except they'd have to be really well-disciplined? It's better than this. Here's what you're going to say. You're going to hand out cards that said, I understand that there's a talent agent looking for child models, but they have to be very well disciplined in order to be considered. That's what I would do.
I would have
little cards.
I will let you know how it works. I think people see right through that.
Not necessarily. You'd be surprised. Well, first of all, it's more or less true that the thing about child models is they have to be very well disciplined and very focused, because otherwise they're just a pain in the neck, no matter how cute they are. So number one, it's true. Number two, they're quite often at malls and places like that, because that's where the kids are, that there are scouts there. But number three, who cares if you get two kids who behave better? What have you lost? I mean, you can get 500 business cards printed for, what, 10 bucks or something. Just think of your peace of mind. You can pass them out to everybody.
Oh, yeah, this could be actually a very good community service. I will give you a report in about a year.
Fair enough.
Willing to
good luck.
Hear about the progress. Thank you.
All right, that's my latest, greatest idea. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.